Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, May 15th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Joy. And our scripture reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, which says, Let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. A couple of weeks ago, we had the joy of seeing the return of our church garage sale after a four-year absence due to the pandemic. I'm sure there were others like me who had been cleaning out drawers and closets and other areas in our homes and deciding what we could let go of. Sorting through material items and letting go of things can be difficult and somewhat stressful. A technique I learned many years ago that I try to still apply when sorting through possessions and letting go of clutter is to only keep items that have a specific purpose and that I'm using. For other more decorative or sentimental items, the practice is to look at the item, and if it sparks joy, keep it. If it doesn't, let it go. I have found this twofold technique helpful and freeing. It's amazing the joy and satisfaction one can feel when we declutter our spaces and only keep what is useful and what brings joy. This can apply to the clutter we keep in our hearts and our souls as well. We often hold on to things that are hurtful, maybe something that was said or done years ago, that we keep replaying in our minds. We hold on to disappointments, missed opportunities, or resentments, and never quite get to the point of letting them go. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that we can look to Jesus as our example of letting go of the weight and sin that cling so close. Even in the midst of betrayal, disappointment, and hurt, Jesus looked to the joy that was set in front of him in order to endure and get through the tough times. I invite us to look at our lives and let go of the material, physical, and emotional clutter that does not spark joy for us, so that we can better love and serve God and one another. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.